The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says, "Amar Papa Hayman the Paras Silka, somebody who cuts beets on Shabbos, Chayiv Mishum Teichin. He's Chayiv for Malach of Teichin." And the Gemara continues, "Amar Rav Menashe Hayman the Solit Silti, somebody who chops wood into small pieces, Chayiv Mishum Teichin." Is also chayiv for the malach of teichin, and Rav Ashi continues, "Amar Rav Ashi, ikaper amishchasa, if he's not only careful to cut the pieces of wood, but he cuts them to a specific size, chayiv mishmechatech. Besides being chayiv for the malach of teichin, he will also be chayiv for the malach of mechatech." So our Gemara here teaches us a very important rule. Our Gemara here teaches us that the malach of teichin, which we would all assume is only when you grind something up, the Gemara here, when it teaches us the halacha of teichin, gives us an entirely different example how one is over the malach of teichin. The Gemara says you're over the malach of teichin by cutting something into small pieces. And in understanding this halacha, this malacha, and understanding the ramifications of what this malacha represents, we need to first try to understand, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, exactly what is the malachas teichin. And by understanding exactly what is the malachas teichin, we will perhaps be able to better understand when, chas v'shalom, somebody is over for making the malacha of teichin. As the Mefarshim point out, there are two ways of looking at the Malach of Teichin. One can look at the Malach of Teichin as grinding something. You start off with something and you grind it, and by grinding it, you're over the Malach of Teichin. But there's another way of understanding the Malach of Teichin. The other way of understanding the Malach of Teichin is by understanding it as creating something new. You began with something which is a solid, and now you have something which is a ground up powder, and therefore it's the creation of this new entity, a powder from what was once a solid, that is considered the Malach of Teichin. And actually, the Mefarshim suggest that how to look at the malacha of teichin may very much be a malacha, a machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and perhaps as we learn our shiur further today, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we may even see that it's very much a machlokes rishonim, with, as I said, very, very significant halachic ramifications. Earlier in our Masechta, the Gemara taught us a halacha. The Gemara taught us that on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, La Yitein Chitein L'Toich Richayim Shamayim. The Gemara says that one is not allowed to put grain into a grinder, into a water grinder, even on Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara, if we recall Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara gave us two different reasons. Either the reason was because of the problem of Afshe Milsa, it makes noise, it's a Zelusa de Shabbos, or because the issue of Hashvisas Caleb, the famous opinion of Eshamai, that one is not allowed to allow his Caleb to do Malacha on Shabbos. But we find the very same Halacha quoted in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi and Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, quotes this din and says, "Ein noisten chitim richaim shlamai." You're not allowed to put grain into a water grinder. Unless they will be completely completed ground from Erev Shabbos. Omrav Chagai. So Chagai gives the same reason that our Gemara gives. Neshem Hashmina Sakol, because you have a problem with the loose of the Shabbos, the noise. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi, Yos Rabbi Savak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda, a Gemara that we've also learned, says that you're not allowed to have oil set up in a contraption where it will drip into the candle on Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi continues, Kir Rabbanan Kamad Imre Taman, the Rabbanan that argue Rabbi Yehuda, Hachem Shem Loi Huskel B'chol Chita V'chita. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, says that since not every grain has been ground before Shabbos, so the grain that gets ground on Shabbos wasn't ground from before Shabbos. So Yerushalmi is telling us that the reason you're not allowed to put grain into the grinder from every Shabbos is because every grain is individual, and the grain that hasn't been ground before Shabbos is being ground on Shabbos. And it's not considered as if the melacha, the grinding, began from Erev Shabbos, similar to the halacha that you're not allowed to set up a contraption for oil to drip into your candle on Shabbos, because every drop of oil that drips into the candle on Shabbos didn't begin from before Shabbos. It only gets ground on Shabbos itself. So we see here a very fundamental machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is saying, the Bavli is not concerned with our grain that hasn't been ground from Erev Shabbos. The Bavli is saying that as long as you began grinding from before Shabbos, it's fine. The Yerushalmi says that no, it has to be that the fact that the grinding process began Erev Shabbos is not enough. How do we understand the machloikis of the Bavli Yerushalmi? So the Mefarshim explained that the machloikis of the Bavli Yerushalmi, I saw this in the Sefer Meital, is exactly what we have been discussing. The Yerushalmi's opinion is that the melacha of Teichin is the grinding of the grain. And every grain, every kernel of grain, is obviously considered a distinct kernel, and therefore the fact that some kernels were ground from before Shabbos has nothing to do with what is ground on Shabbos, with the kernels that are being ground on Shabbos. And therefore, one is not allowed to create a situation where you're going to have grain ground on Shabbos. The Bavli, however, who clearly is not concerned in this situation with the issue of ashma, of grinding, because the Bavli, when it says that you're not allowed to do it, looks for whole new reasons. The Bavli is obviously concerned not with grinding, it's concerned about ashma's kol, it's concerned with Shvisa's kelim, because the Bavli holds that what is the definition of grinding? The Bavli holds that the definition of grinding is the creation of a new entity. And once that has already begun from Erev Shabbos, because the grinding began Erev Shabbos, although it's continuing on Shabbos, that isn't the melacha of Teichin. And therefore the Bavli says, the only reason you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to set up grinding on Erev Shabbos to continue on to Shabbos, is only because of Hashma's call or Shvisa's kelim. Actually, the Avni Nezer makes this point. In Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Lamed Ches, Ois Hei. The Avni Nezer says, when it comes to the melacha of fire, which we said is relevant to setting up this contraption where the oil drips into the candle on Shabbos, what is the Isser? If the Isser is that you're burning something, the burning up of something, or is it the halacha havara is because you're making a fire? Says Davni Nezer, if the Isser would be the creation of a fire, so if I have a fire lit from before Shabbos, and I have this mechanism set up that it's going to drip into the oil, drip into the candle on Shabbos, then that shouldn't be usur, because that fire already exists. If, however, we say, says the Avni Nezer, that the malacha havara is the burning of every drop of oil, so then the oil that didn't fall in from before Shabbos has obviously not yet been burnt, and therefore you're not allowed to set up such a contraption from before Shabbos. So again, we see this two ways of looking at a malacha. Is it what's being done to what already exists, or is it the creation of something new? And actually, as I said earlier, we could very much say that this question of how to look at the malacha of Teichin, is it the grinding up of what already exists, or is it the creation of something new, is a machlokes rishonim throughout our entire sugya. We began our shiur today with reading the words of the Gemara. The Gemara began, Hai man de paris silka, chai mishim teichin. And if we look at Rashi, Rashi says, what is the definition of paris silka? Mechatra hadek, to cut it into small pieces. So Rashi is obviously saying that cutting is also considered teichin. Not only grinding is it considered teichin, but cutting is also, cutting into small pieces is considered teichin. There's a very big discussion amongst the achronim. Does Rashi mean to say that this isn't the av malacha of teichin, that it's only a tolda? There's a discussion in the Egli Tal, in the Svas Emes, is this a av or a tolda? But if one looks at the Rabbeinu Chananel, right here in our Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different definition of Haiman de Paras Silka. The Rabbeinu Chananel's definition of Haiman Paras Silka, he says it's called Ketisha. He says that this is an actual act of grinding. Not the cutting, it's considered grinding. Similarly, interestingly, if we look at the next piece of Gemara, which we also read at the beginning of our shiur, where the Gemara spoke about the person, the solid silti. So here too, we have a machloikis rishonim. What is the definition of solid silti? Rashi says, as we explained at the beginning of the shiur, that you took the pieces of wood and you cut them into small pieces. The Rabbeinu Chananel and other rishonim as well, here too, have a different definition of solid silti. Their definition of solid silti is the pieces of wood have in them little like flour, and when you chop the wood, that flour comes out. So it's very interesting, and it's difficult to understand that opinion of those Rishonim, that it's speaking about flour that came out. Why don't they learn the Gemara the simple way, as Rashi learned the Gemara? Rashi learned the Gemara sola silti, just like you took the vegetable and you cut it up, so you took the flour and you cut it up. Why did they learn a different pshat? Perhaps the machloikis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel is the machloikis of the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns the definition of teichin is creating something new. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel holds that if you take a piece of wood and you cut it into small pieces, wood is wood. And therefore, you ought not to be chayiv for teichin for just chopping up wood. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says, you know what the pshat in solid silti is? Not that you chop the wood. Because what's the difference if you have whole pieces of wood or smaller pieces of wood? Wood is wood. So therefore, the Rebbe Chananel says, no, what you've accomplished is that you cause the flour, these nemes, the Rebbe Chananel calls them, to come out from the wood. So now you created something new. You have the flour that you didn't have before. And similarly, when we speak about Haiman, the Paras Silki, so Rebbe Chananel says that you over for Ketisha. Because Rebbe Chananel holds that just because you took a vegetable and you cut it up, so what is? Cutting up a vegetable is not the malach of teichin. Because the Rebbeinu Chananel's opinion is
that the melacha of Maichin is only by creating something new. And do you know when it's considered that you created something new? When you were kaitish it, when you completely kvetched it, when you completely made it into a new entity. Till now it was a salad, now it's not a salad. But if it's not that much, then the Rebbeinu Chananel, if that didn't happen, the Rebbeinu Chananel will hold that you weren't over the Malach of Teichen. Rashi has a whole different explanation of Teichen. Rashi's definition of Teichen is that Teichen means just chopping, taking something that's a solid and making it into a powder. And therefore, according to Rashi, as soon as you take your vegetables and you cut them up, even though you weren't kaitish then, doesn't make a difference. Just the actual cutting, the actual maisa of making something which was a salad into a powder, that in itself is considered teichen. And the same thing by wood. Yes, a bigger piece of wood and a smaller piece of wood could very much be argued wood is wood. But that isn't what the Malachas teichen is about, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the definition of ketish of teichen is just taking a hole and making it into a powder. So the fact that it was wood and is wood doesn't take it away from being over the melacha of teichen. And this approach of understanding the nafka mina between the two ways of looking at teichen, and as we've said, we're now saying that it's not just a machloikis of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, but actually turns out to be a machloikis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. And perhaps as we get deeper into our Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we'll see it may be a machloikis of other Paiskim as well, other Rishonim and Achronim as well, has very significant halachic ramifications. One is the obvious ramification, is how much does it have to be chopped up to be considered the Malach of Teichen. According to Rashi, just cutting up the vegetables into small pieces is enough to be considered the Malach of Teichen. Because I took a hole and I took a salad and I made it into small pieces. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it wouldn't be the case. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it'd have to be big, very small pieces. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it has to be an entirely new entity. And if it has to be entirely new entity, then it's enough. Then it has to be very small pieces. Interestingly, the Bir Halacha says that the Rambam and Tosfos, this to be Halacha and Simen Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis Divrei Hamaskal HaMetachatech, holds that the chiyuv for this melacha is only when you're made into very small pieces. But he quotes the Yireim, who isn't so certain how small they have to be. Another nafkamina, and actually the Eglei Tal makes this point in Melechas Teichen Simen Hei Sif Katan Tezvov. We know there's a question if Yesh Teichen Ache Teichen. If once something was ground, can it be ground again? So according to the way we're explaining, this will actually be a machloikis, this machloikis. If we say that melacha of teichen is creating something new, so we already created that new entity when we did the first tchina, and therefore there will be a melacha of ein teichen acher teichen. If, however, we'll say it's the actual act of grinding which is considered teichen, so then even if I already ground it once, it doesn't make a difference. Every time I take something and I grind it, I should be chayiv for the melacha of teichen. Another nafkamina, which is actually mentioned by the Miches Chinuch here when he discusses the entire melacha of teichen, and he has a discussion, what is the shear of Malacha Teichen? And he has a whole discussion that the shear is a groigris, and he has a discussion, why is it a shear groigris? That is not really the topic of our shear, but what he does discuss
is what, when we say that the shear is a groigrus, what is meant when we say that the shear is a groigrus? Is it meant that the actual item we began with was the shear of a groigrus? Or is what we come out with after the tchina, after the grinding, have to be the shear of a groigrus? What is the question? The question is very much our shaila. If we say that the malacha of teichin is taking the existing item and grinding it, so the malacha is for grinding something, and as long as you started off with something that had the shear of a groigrus, you would be chayif for the malacha of teichin. If, on the other hand, we say the malacha of teichin is not for taking what we had, it's for what we now have for the new item, then the malacha would be even, then the malacha has to be that you have to now have a new entity that has the shear of a groigrus. And actually, as we have this discussion about the malacha of teichin, it's very clear, what seems to be quite clear, that Tosfos himself is also trying to think about this shaila. Tosfos, on the top of the Amud, the top Tosfos here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, says, Hayman de Paras Silka, Dafke Besilka Shaykh Tchina. Tosfos has a very big chiddush. Tosfos, only by beets is Tchina passable, Av Shar Oichlin Shari. All other foods, there's no problem of Tchina. If we look at Tosfos, however, so Tosfos in itself is a very big chiddush. Why are only beet subject to Hilchas Tchina? What makes beets different than all other vegetables? And many Rishonim explain, Rishonim and Achronim, say because Tosfos means to say that beets are inedible unless they're cooked. And therefore only vegetables which have to be cooked are subject to the halacha of Tchina when they're cut into small pieces. Other vegetables which need not be cooked are not subject to Hilchas Tchina. But if we look at Tosfos, the Gemara in Tosfos, later in our Masechta, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara there discusses the halacha of doing knivas yerek, of cutting vegetables, and cutting vegetables if Yom Kippur in the afternoon, if it's Shabbos. So Tosfos says, nearly, Tosfos Divrei Maskil, L'Knivas Yerech, the Smach de Ba'almahu. The Issa to do Knivas Yerech is not a deraisa. Di midaraisa, for word also midaraisa, Yom Kippurim Namilitza. We shouldn't be allowed to do Knivas Yerech even when Yom Kippur falls out during the week. Continues Tosfos, Al Gemara. V'had Amar Periklal Godel, High Man that Kanav Silk Chayiv Mishum Shtayim. Continues Tosfos. Tosfos asks the question, how can we allow the cutting of vegetables on Yom Kippur? Our Gemara just said that you're not allowed to cut vegetables on Yom Kippur. Answers Tosfos. Tosfos differentiates where you make small pieces or big pieces. If you cut the vegetable into larger pieces, there is no problem of teichin. If you're making it into small pieces, it's a problem of teichin. So, and Tosfos in the next Tosfos again says, V'knivas yerek debraisa, shainish oisim dak dak, when you make the pieces of the vegetables very small, davi isa debraisa, the damil teichin. So Tosfos says that the reason Knivas Yerek is mutter on Yom Kippur is because you're making them into large pieces of vegetables. Our Gemara that says that it's Usur is speaking about small pieces of vegetable. So when you learn these Tosfos, Tosfos could have said a much simpler terrace. Tosfos could have said, as Tosfos did say in our Gemara, that our Gemara is talking about Silka, only about beets. Beets Arasur. The Gemara on later in the Masechta Daf Kuf Yud Dalet is speaking about all other vegetables. Why must Tosfos differentiate between small pieces of vegetable and large pieces of vegetable? Tosfos could have said a much simpler teretz. So the answer perhaps is really
can be understood in the following way. The Minchas Chinuch says a very interesting pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos said that silka, that this halacha of our Gemara applies only to beets. And we immediately asked, what makes beets so special? And then we said that many Rishonim say, because beets have to be cooked. Other vegetables don't need to be cooked. They can be eaten raw. Says the Minchas Chinuch, so what's the difference if it needs to be cooked or not? So Minchas Chinuch has a very interesting approach. His approach is, and we'll speak about this more in our coming shiur, that when are you allowed to cut vegetables? You're only allowed to cut vegetables right before you eat those vegetables. So if you have a vegetable that you need to cook, so if you cut them, you can't eat them right away. And therefore, you're over malacha toichin. But if it's a vegetable that can be eaten raw, so since it can be eaten raw, you're going to be able to eat it immediately after cutting it up, and therefore you have no problem of toichin. That is the approach of the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Egli Tal has a very different approach, and it's very much consistent with what we have been learning in our shiur. He says, when you have a vegetable that is cut and cooked, so now it's going to be an entirely new entity. Says the Egli Tal that Tosfos is learning, like the Rabbeinu Chananel and like the Yerushalmi, that the definition of Toichin is the creation of a new entity. So when you have a vegetable, that you started with this vegetable, and you chop it, and you cook it, so now you have an entirely new entity. That's why it's called Toichin. But if you're not going to need to cook it, just chopping it up is not called making a new entity. So now it turns out that Tosfos here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and Tosfos later in the Masechta that said that Toichin is when you chop the vegetables into very small pieces, are really saying the exact same point. Tosfos is saying, you know, when you're over the Malacha of Toichin, when you chop a vegetable, when you create a new entity. When is it considered you created a new entity? So Tosfos gives two examples. Silka, Tosfos says in our Gemara. Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph says, when you chop them into small pieces. That is the definition of a new entity. So it has nothing to do specifically if it's cooked or not cooked. If the point is it considered a new entity? It's that, then it's considered the Malacha of Toichin. If you just take what you have and just make it into pieces, so that's mutter, that's Knivas Yerek. And Knivas Yerek could be done on Yom Kippur, because that isn't considered the Malacha of Toichin.